Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, your back porch professor. Great news, the Supreme Court has yet again just delivered perhaps the most devastating blow to federal government overreach in decades, and the liberal meltdown is absolutely epic. Justice Sonia Sotomayor is literally having a complete breakdown. She just issued 19 pages of pure liberal hysteria. She's accusing the conservative majority of being willfully blind and naive because they dared to let President Trump do what he promised, which is, of course, dismantle the Department of Education. But here's what the legacy media won't tell you. This isn't about 1,400 government employees getting the pink slip. This is about the complete transformation of American education forever. So let's talk about what just happened here, because this is pretty amazing stuff. So what you need to get is that the Supreme Court didn't just rule once again in Trump's favor. They delivered a crushing blow to the liberal indoctrination machine like never before with surgical precision. So yesterday, the 6 conservative justices granted the Trump administration's request to temporarily pause an order by a federal judge in Massachusetts that would require the Department of Education to reinstate nearly 1,400 employees who were fired earlier this year as part of the department's efforts to reduce the size of its workforce being dismantled. Now, again, what needs to be underscored here is that even if the Trump administration were to comply with that radical leftist federal judge, they're under no obligation to rehire the same 1,400 employees. They could have replaced them with whoever they wanted to. But regardless, as it turns out, the conservative majority in the Supreme Court has given the green light for the Trump administration to continue to go ahead and dismantle the Supreme Court. So in a brief unsigned ruling, the justices blocked the order issued in May by yet another activist judge from Massachusetts who claimed that the Trump administration was simply not allowed to dismantle the Department of Education and that they had to reinstate these government employee positions. As of today, the Supreme Court said, ignore them, carry on, dismantle away. Meanwhile, the liberal Justice Sotomayor wrote 19 pages of pure emotional meltdown. Listen to this. When the executive publicly announces his intent to break the law and then executes on that promise, it is the judiciary's duty to check that lawlessness, not expedite it. So she's accusing the executive office of breaking the law by getting rid of an education department founded by that very executive office. Remember, the Department of Education was established by an executive order from Jimmy Carter as a gift to the far-left teachers union so that they would back him rather than his primary challenger, Ted Kennedy, in the 1980 election. All Trump did was follow the Constitution by exercising that very same executive authority that founded the department in the first place. The only lawlessness here is federal judges trying to micromanage the executive branch. Now, Education Secretary Linda McMahon's response was perfect. She said that today the Supreme Court again confirmed the obvious. The president of the United States, as the head of the executive branch, has the ultimate authority to make decisions about staffing levels, administrative organization, and day-to-day operations of federal agencies. This is precisely what constitutional government looks like. But here's the real genius of Trump's approach to all of this.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
He's not just firing people randomly. He's systematically dismantling a failed bureaucracy that's spent over $3 trillion without improving student achievement. Think about that. But the data is absolutely damning. Since the Department of Education was founded in 1979, per pupil spending has increased by more than 245%, but math and reading scores have declined. 13-year-olds' mathematics scores are the lowest in decades. Reading scores are the lowest since testing began 30 years ago. In Baltimore, 13 high schools had 0 students who tested proficient in mathematics. The Department of Education spent $270 billion in fiscal year 2024. That's 4% of all federal spending. And for what? To make education worse while burning schools with regulations and paperwork and pushing all kinds of DEI and woke initiatives? Well, as of today, 1,400 of those ideological activists who've been poisoning American education with DEI and gender ideology are gone. Linda McMahon, the education secretary, has been clear about this strategy. She's arguing that the Trump administration will carry out the reduction in force to promote efficiency and accountability and to ensure resources are directed where they matter most to students, parents, and teachers. In other words, the whole beauty of abolishing the Department of Education is to return both power and resources back to the people, back to local school boards that are directly accountable to voters. That's not destruction. That is reconstruction. Now, while the left is having a complete meltdown about government employees, Trump at the same time is delivering the most comprehensive school choice expansion in American history. His executive order on expanding educational freedom and opportunity is already redirecting federal funds to support school choice programs nationwide. The Federal Charters Schools Program has a budget of $450 million. Serving nearly 4 million students across 45 states. In fact, Trump is streamlining these programs and removing state caps on charter growth. The Department of Education just issued new guidance showing states how to use Title I funds, which will open up billions in federal money for low-income students to expand parental choice. But here's the part that's really revolutionary. Trump is actually directing the Defense Department to create a plan for military families to use Pentagon funds for school choice. Remember, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth actually co-authored a book, my good friend David Goodwin, president of the Association of Classical and Christian Schools, on the classical Christian education renaissance happening in our country today. So he wants to see that renaissance awaken all throughout U.S. military bases all over the world. Meanwhile, Congress has advanced billions of dollars of federal school vouchers as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill, which for the first time in American history is now allowing families nationwide to use federal tax dollars to escape failing public schools. So this is what happens when you elect a president who actually keeps his promises instead of just, you know, making them. And the results are already, frankly, speaking for themselves. States are embracing school choice at record levels, and the federal government is finally supporting them instead of blocking them like they did during the Biden era. Here's the bottom line. Trump promised to dismantle the Department of Education and return power to parents. The Supreme Court just cleared the way for exactly that. 1,400 bureaucrats eliminated, billions redirected to school choice, constitutional authority restored, liberal resistance crushed. This is what winning looks like. Love it. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.